Now, preparations are already underway for the 23rd World Scout Jamboree, which is taking place in Japan during the summer of next year. And a number of youngsters from Essex are lucky enough to have been chosen to go along and represent the county. Four of them join me now, along with one of the unit leaders of 1st Worley Scouts, Simon Timmins. Good morning to all of you guys. Now, I know that you're all quite busy at the moment, organising all sorts of things to raise the money for the trip. We can talk about some of the things you're doing in a little while, as well as what you're each looking forward to about visiting Japan. Let's start by introducing you, and let's start on my left over here.
Hello, I'm Max Richardson, and I'm from 6th Billericay Scouts, and I'm the youngest person in Essex contingent to be visiting the 2015 World Scout Jamboree in Japan.
Welcome to you, Max.
I'm Rebecca Ross and I'm from Phoenix Explorers Group.
I'm Finley Munro and I'm from Genesis Explorers.
I'm Billy Pearcy and I'm 13.
And Simon, you're one of the leaders in Worley. Are you going along to Japan as well?
Yes, I am, yes.
Great stuff. Now, I suppose the first question really is, what is the World Scout Jamboree? It's something I've heard about, not something I know an awful lot about. Who wants to explain in a nutshell what the Jamboree is? Max?
The Jamboree is a loud gathering of scouts and guides from all across the world. The first one was started by Baden Powell, and that was in London. Yeah, and there's...
When was that, do you know?
I think it was 1908.
1920s.
And so, yeah, people come from all across the world, and yeah, the World Scout Jamboree happens every 4 years.
How many countries actually take part in it, Max?
I think...
Because it's quite a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, like, all but a couple of countries, all but three countries at the last one participated in the World Scout Jamboree in Sweden in 2011.
Right, and is it guides as well as scouts?
Yeah.
Right, because Rebecca, you're a scout, are you? You're a Girl Scout?
Yeah, I'm in Explorers.
Right. So you're part of the scout movement rather than the guide movement. It's all very, very confusing. So how many guides and scouts are going to be taking part all together in next year's Jamboree?
Altogether, there's 54 people chosen from both units.
Right. That's in terms of Essex, is it? 54
yes.
People. Right, okay. So I guess there's, a few hundred from the UK. And how many people across the world? Has anybody got the figures there? Simon?
Well, there's 3,200 scouts and guides from the UK going, and the total numbers going to the Jamboree from across the world approaching 40,000.
Wow, so that's a lot of people, isn't it? A lot of helpers going to be there as well. What is the theme? I know that the Jamboree has a theme each time. Billy, you want to tell us about
The theme of the Jamboree is called WAAT, meaning harmony, unity, and friendship and peace.
Well, that sounds good. So are you sort of building up in terms of working towards that theme and sort of focusing on issues around that theme?
Yeah.
Great. And we've got a special Jamboree song as well, which we're going to hear in a little while as well. Look, I know it's not easy to actually get chosen. It's not just something that you sort of write the check out and go along to, is it? You guys must feel pretty special. If there's, 54 scouts and guides all together. It was 54 scouts, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you've got a few guides going on as well from the county. You've got 9 guides. So what? There's about 63 of you all together going from Essex out of... how many scouts are there in the county? Does anybody know? Max?
9,000 scouts and explorers are from across Essex.
So out of 9,000, just 54 of you have been chosen. So that is quite impressive. What is it you actually have to do to get selected? Finley, what did you have to do to be chosen?
Well, at first it started with just our district. So I'm from Basildon. So he had to write a letter to... He's called our district commissioner, and every district has one. And then a certain amount of people from each district got chosen to go to the next selection camp, which was county. There was over 100 people there at the county selection, and then it was a weekend where we got given challenges and things to do, and we were scored on what we did, and people that the leaders thought best suited the places got put through into the contingent.
Was this something that each of you thought you really wanted to do? Had you sort of heard about the jamboree and decided you wanted to do it? Max, what made you want to go for this?
Well, my dad lived in Japan for a couple of
years. Oh, right, so Japan, obviously, very special.
Yeah, I've been, like, brought up eating the food and...
You brought some delicious-looking sushi. I love sushi, and you've brought some delicious... That's not actually... is that sushi you've got there?
No, it's cake.
It's cake.
Made into sushi.
I was going to say. So it's looking like... They've got some amazing goodies coming into the studio here. So I'm actually very pleased you're going to Japan. Have you been before?
I've never been before, no.
So that was the reason you decided to go for this. Rebecca, why did you think you wanted to go along to the jamboree?
I'd heard about the last jamboree in Sweden. I thought it sounded like good, finding out like different cultures, meeting new people. And I thought it would be a different experience, and that you can tell your friends that you've been to Japan, you've seen loads of things, you've met loads of people. Just like a new experience.
And did you find it quite a hard process to go through, actually, to get selected?
I found it quite hard because obviously I was going against my friends and everything, and it just became like harder.
Yeah, I suppose so, because somebody has to get through and everybody else doesn't. But you were one of the lucky ones, so well done to you. And Billy, what made you want to go for this?
I got told about it by a scouting friend, and it seemed amazing to me, and it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, so I just had to take it.
Right. Now, Simon, you're going along as well, but as one of the leaders. Is this your first jamboree?
No, I went to the World Jamboree in Sweden as a member of what's called the International Service Team.
Right.
We spent 10 days basically cooking food. Really hard work, but really enjoyable.
Great.
And, I was also part of the World Jamboree Chelmsford at 2007, mm-hmm. as part of the setup team.
So you've been quite involved over the years. A lot of hard work, I'm sure, but it must be enormously rewarding thing to do. As being a scout leader is throughout the year, I guess.
Absolutely amazing. The amount we see the kids getting out of their experiences, especially going to a jamboree, it improves their self-confidence, their ability to help others, all sorts of other things that they get out of it.
Now, I know that you're all busy doing various things to raise the money to go to Japan. We can talk about some of the things you're up to a little bit later. Apart from actually fundraising, is there anything specific that you're also having to do to prepare for the jamboree and for Japan? You got some special weekends you have to go on?
We have training camps to... You have training camps to prepare for the heat, the food, the friendships and all that stuff.
Right. What is the age range of... because it's quite strict, isn't it, in terms of the... Rebecca, the age range of people?
Yeah, it ranges from 14 to 17 years and 11 months.
Right, and Max, you were saying that you're one of the very youngest.
Yeah, I would have turned 14 6 days before we go.
So you literally just got in.
Yep.
Wow, so well done for that. Look, we'll talk about Japan and what each of you are looking forward to. I know, Max, you're especially looking forward to this because of your dad. But some of the other things that you're looking forward to, because it's not just about the jamboree, it's about Japan and experiencing the culture and the country as well. Also, as I was saying, I'm very keen to find out about some of the quite ingenious ways that you're all going about raising money to pay for the trip.
Come together now. It's time to sing again.
Here we are, you and me.
We're gonna let it shine.
Ignite
the power in our hands, the power that we are.
Here we are, you and me.
We're gonna make it real.
Come together now. It's time to smile again.
That's A Spirit of Unity, which is a song to celebrate the theme of the 23rd World Scout Jamboree, which is taking place next summer in the Japanese resort of Kurorahama. And I'm chatting this morning with four of the 63 scouts and guides from Essex who are busy preparing to go along. Rebecca from the Phoenix Explorer Group in Rayleigh. Billy from Second Thought Bay.
You and I are here for each other, one for all for one.
Finley of the Genesis Explorer Unit of Langdon Hills, and also Max, who is a member of Sixth Billericay Group. Also with us is Simon Timmins, who's one of the scout leaders at Worley and part of the international service team at the Jamboree. Simon, talking about fundraising, now each of the scouts and guides going to Japan is having to fund themselves. How much is it that they actually have to raise?
Within Essex, it's £3,250. Part of that is the Essex training fee for all their training weekends, and the other £3,000 is for the Jamboree. And part of that goes towards scouts from countries which otherwise couldn't afford to go to the Jamboree. I think it's about 10% of that fee goes
right
towards helping them.
Oh, well, that's excellent. There's quite a lot of money, so I know that each of you are doing loads and loads of fundraising things. What are each of you doing to get the money together? Rebecca, what have you been up to?
Well, tomorrow night we've got a curry night at the Tandoori Parlour to fundraise money for us.
Right.
We've also started to plan a charity leg wax for one of my teachers to have his legs waxed in front of our school.
Oh, that's nice. So that's basically a case of people sponsoring that, is it?
Yeah, and then they get first rip on my teacher's legs.
Finley, what have you been up to?
A couple of weeks ago, I held a quiz night with someone else that's taking part in the Jamboree, and we made about £800. And
that's pretty good going.
Yeah,
£800. So that's a long way towards your £3,250.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Max, you've been busy as well. You've brought these delicious cakes in, which we're going to enjoy here at Phoenix. You see, now I've mentioned it on the radio, I can't sneak them home and have them all to myself, so I think I might have to share them with a few people. But you've been baking yourself, have you?
Yeah, I've been baking the cakes, and then I've also with my mum, and then I'm also doing a colour run with my dad and getting people to
a colour run.
Yeah, it's a 5K around Wembley Stadium.
Right.
And at a certain point, you get thrown with paint, so your white shirt becomes a painting at the end.
Oh, wow.
And like Finley, I'm also having a quiz night. And then just donations. And we're selling solidarity badges, which are badges of the UK contingent flat light logo. And then you sell them for £2.
And Billy, you've brought your guitar in there. That you're quite keen on playing, are you?
Yeah, I'm teaching people the guitar.
You're charging for that?
Yeah, of course.
Great.
I'm selling Lego key rings, which my brother has made, and knitting knitted cream eggs, which are minions.
And I have
my
one
grandma
here.
Made them.
I'm going to enjoy that as well. There's quite a common theme here with a lot of the fundraising involves food, which I have to say can't be a bad thing. Are you all sort of quite confident that you're going to get there with raising the money?
Yeah,
hopefully.
And I guess it's hard work, but a lot of fun in actually doing that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And talking of fundraising, you're doing something, all of you, a bit later on in Brentwood. Who wants to tell us about that? Max?
Yeah, we are going to be in the Brentwood M&S on the High Street.
Right.
And if you come along, we'll pack your bags for you.
But you're not going to do it for free?
No. But if
is it a fixed charge or is it just
donations?
So people are feeling generous. And people in Brentwood are very, very generous. So you're going to be in Marks and Spencer's, what, after you leave Phoenix?
Yeah, straight after. We'll just go there.
Great stuff. So if you're planning on popping into M&S to do your shopping this afternoon, you will get your bag packed, but it will cost you as well. A very worthwhile that will be your money going towards anyway. Now, as well as the Jamboree itself next year in Japan, I know that you're going to be staying with some Japanese families as well to learn something about the culture. Max, you were saying that your dad lived there for a couple of years, was that?
Yeah, my dad lived in Japan for a couple of years, and my great auntie, she's Japanese, so quite a lot of my like first cousins
right.
stuff are Japanese.
So will you be meeting some of the family as well?
No, they're over here. Some of them are over here.
Oh, I see,
England,
right.
And others are in Canada.
Right. What are you particularly looking forward to about going to Japan, or is it just the whole experience?
I want to see like what my dad experienced and just enjoy what's there for you, because I've never actually been out of Europe before, so it's quite a big experience.
It's quite a different culture, isn't it?
Yeah.
My brother went for a holiday. He absolutely loved it. He loved the people. Friend of mine, my friend Nina, she lived there I think for about a year when she was at university. She absolutely loved it as well. So I think you're going to have a great time. Finley, you're all going to Hiroshima as well, is that right?
Yep, we're going to go for the day to Hiroshima where the nuclear bombs were dropped, and when we're going, it's the 60th anniversary of when it happened, so it's going to be...
It'll make it even more special.
Yeah, it's going to be a special day.
Yeah. Now, what about the language? Are any of you learning to speak Japanese? Not surprised, Max's hand has gone up there, because you obviously have got a real interest in the country. So are you sort of learning a few words? I mean, have your family taught you some of the language?
Yeah, I'm learning a few words just on the internet or from, like, my dad or stuff.
How do you manage that? Because obviously it's a completely different system of alphabet and language. It must be quite difficult, isn't
it? Yeah, you start from the basics and you learn how to pronounce the sounds, and then you go on to like bigger things. But it's just so that because I kind of want to interact with people when I'm there. So if I learn the language now, then I'll be able
absolutely.
To speak to
that's
them
a brilliant
in their language.
Thing to be doing. Do you want to give us a few words now?
Okay. Hello is either konnichiwa or ohayo gozaimasu. If you want to ask someone how they feel, you say o genki desu ka, and then to say I'm fine, you say genki desu. And then if you want to ask someone what is like that object, you say koliwa nan desu ka, and then the person says the name of the object and then says koliwa desu ka, koliwa desu. And then so the numbers to five are Ichini Sanchigo.
You've learned an awful lot there. I think that is absolutely brilliant. And you're clearly enjoying learning the language. You're going to have an absolutely fantastic time. I know all of you are. Look, we could talk all day, but time is racing away there. Billy, you've got the guitar. You're going to take it to Japan. And you've actually brought it in this morning. You're going to give us a quick tune?
Yeah, but bear with me because I've broken my wrist, so I'll give it a shot though.
Okay. Well, that's quite something when you've broken your wrist and you're playing the guitar as well, but whenever you are ready. Absolutely fantastic. Well done, Billy, with a broken wrist as well. Thanks for that. Rebecca, Finley, Max, Billy, and also Simon. We do need to leave it there, as I say. But thank you all so much for taking the time to come and tell us more about it this morning. I know you're all extremely busy, and you do need to get off to Marks and Spencer's in the High Street as well to go and pack people's bags. Do come back and tell us once the Jamborees happen, won't you? Once you've been to Japan, and tell us what you made of it all.